This is the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast on the 29th of August, 2025. I'm Ian DeEubank, along with the HAP team, bringing you the latest Indiana farm news and weather and a look at yesterday's markets, which reversed from the start of trade to go higher by the close in corn, beans, and wheat. The HAP podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online at ffbt.com to learn more. Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller with the news, including possible aid to farmers from USDA because of low commodity prices. And the new HAT and Purdue Extension podcast delves into your health. The Indiana Farm Forecast, Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, says cooler temperatures and some beautiful weather in the coming days. This is the HAT Friday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
USDA considering aid for farmers and a focus on your health from Purdue Extension. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. USDA is considering aid for farmers in the 2025 crop. Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Stephen Vaden says they're considering a bridge policy to help farmers facing low commodity prices. He told reporters that they're very grateful for the provisions in the One Big Beautiful Bill. However,
we know that many of the most important pieces of the One Big Beautiful Bill don't come into effect until 2026. So the question is, and we don't get the Commodity Credit Corporation re-upped until really November of this year. And that's after the harvest is largely completed for our corn and soybean farmers.
He says the goal is to get farmers from this growing season to next growing season while they wait for those provisions to kick in.
Now, part of that is the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, the $8 billion that we have laid out, the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program, the first tranche of which is about $4 billion total that we've laid out. The second tranche will be announced in September, which will cover crop losses that were not covered by crop insurance. And there may be future announcements to come in that respect as well. But all of that is only a partial answer. We are seeking to develop policy solutions to help bridge that. And that's what the Secretary and I are working on and what she's constantly talking to not only the President but other members of her cabinet about.
Vaden didn't offer additional details on what the policy could look like. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins was in D.C. for a cabinet meeting with President Trump when Vaden attended the Farm Progress Show on Tuesday.
It's your voice, your values, your Farm Bureau. As a nonprofit member organization, Indiana Farm Bureau is committed to standing up for agriculture, advocating at every level, and educating for the future. Rooted in rural communities, driven by members like you, be part of what's next. Visit infb.org to learn more.
A focus on your health. Greg Allen has the information on the latest podcast to come from the newly formed Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension podcast network.
Purdue Extension Health and Human Sciences, we provide education to individuals and communities in each of Indiana's diverse counties. And we really bring the university information to the local level, whether it be in person or online offerings, to help people strengthen relationships, eat smart, improve health, and achieve financial wellness.
That was Lisa Graves, interim HHS program leader on the function of Purdue Extension Health and Human Services. Graves was recently featured on a new podcast called Your Health, which falls under the umbrella of the Hoosier Ag Today presents Your Purdue Extension Podcast Network. Graves went on to explain the function of the HHS.
We think about those topic areas being food, family, money, and health. And so we're identifying the needs within communities in those topic areas, working closely with our faculty in the College of Health and Human Sciences and across Purdue Purdue's campus to determine what are the best ways that we can meet those community and individual needs around food, family, money, and health.
The new podcast network is a collaboration between the Extension and Hoosier Ag Today, and it was formed to better educate the public on each of Purdue Extension's program areas. You can find the Your Health podcast and all of the new podcasts in video form at HoosierAgToday.com and in audio wherever you listen to your podcasts.
That's Greg Allen, and I'm Eric Pfeiffer. If you want to find those podcasts quickly, visit HoosierAgToday.com and click on Your Purdue Extension. From Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we do more than lend. We lift up our rural communities that we serve, too. From our day-to-day business of supporting farmers to our community investment efforts and scholarships for students, we help local rural communities find their next level. Visit fcma.com/community to learn more about our commitment to communities. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Hey, farmers need equipment? Check out Purple Wave Auction every other Wednesday. They're running ag auctions where everything sells, no reserve, no games. What I love is how they let you talk directly with sellers. Got questions about that tractor? Just ask. That's the kind of hometown service you want. But here's the kicker. Your equipment gets seen by buyers across the entire country. Whether you're buying or selling, jump into Purple Wave's auction rhythm at purplewave.com. Purple Wave Auction. Sold means sold.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. As we take a look at the setup here going through the rest of the holiday weekend, pretty nice weather. Had some moisture move through yesterday. It moved out pretty quickly yesterday afternoon and evening. We cleared out, and we're looking at a beautiful sunny setup through most of the holiday weekend. Temperatures cooler, but I don't think massively chilly overall. We are seeing them moderate quite nicely as we move through Labor Day on Monday, and we'll continue to see warming happening through the Tuesday-Wednesday time frame ahead of our next frontal boundary. That front likely shows up Wednesday late afternoon, evening, on into early Thursday. At this point, I think we're going to be looking at a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of precipitation across the Hoosier State with about 80% coverage out of that front, drying down behind it again for Friday the 5th on through the weekend of the 6th and 7th. A little bit cooler air coming down out of the Great Lakes once again, but it's not long term. We see temperatures moderate once again as we get started on the week of the 8th. Monday the 8th, Tuesday the 9th, Wednesday the 10th, all looking quite warm. Another front coming on Thursday. Look, we're getting into a pattern of a front almost every Thursday here. I guess that's better than being dry for three straight weeks, but each front, not really all that impressive. That one that comes through Thursday the 11th into Friday the 12th, once again, 10th to maybe half an inch of moisture with 75% coverage across the Hoosier State. So one chance of rain each week here going forward, and the rest of the time, pretty pleasant, low humidity, good drying, you know the drill. That's your forecast update. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
A turnaround in the market. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Thursday Farm Market Review. I'm Andy Eubank. Settlements coming up. Let's begin, though, with market analysis. I grabbed that from Carl Setzer, Consus Ag Consulting, near the end of the session. Markets again on Thursday morning started out like they've been much of the week, lower across the board, and then a bit of a switch in fortunes as the grains turned higher and nearby beans did as well. But that market is still trading as we speak, Carl, right around even. What was the turn of events? Just some bargain buying coming in?
Yeah, a little bit of bargain buying showing up. And we've seen some profit taking in the grains all week, just gradual selling. We got the first notice day on September contracts tomorrow. Today is positioning day. And of course, tonight when those deliveries come out, pretty much everybody wants to be out of the September grains. So we're seeing some rolling in those contracts here. A very good week for exports on both corn and wheat, also giving them some support here as the session progressed, along with the simple fact that we're the cheapest source for both of those grains in the global market, and the demand continues to perk up. We're knocking almost 400 points off the U.S. dollar today to give our export picture even more support with those cheaper commodity values. Soybeans did lag a little bit, and that's mainly because we really don't trade much in that September soybean contract. When August went off the board, almost all traders go straight to the November November. Soybeans, South American soybeans have been under pressure, and that's put some weight on the U.S. market. We're able to shrug that off this week. Another good week of export sales on soybeans, 1.37 million metric tons, well above what trade was expecting for that complex.
However, we could still sell more, especially if we get those big banner crops that are projected, but that seems to be somewhat in doubt right now, I know, especially in your mind.
Yeah, we got some issues with the soybean crop here, especially across Michigan. Agronomists telling us we need 6 inches of rain to finish out the crop. That's almost twice what we normally receive in September. We're hearing some anecdotal reports about that through other parts of the Corn Belt as well. Some production issues with soybeans, and we cannot afford any loss in that crop at all. The thing is, the USDA wants to see proof of these losses before they alter their positions. That said, a little bit of speculative buying taking place in that soy complex didn't hurt today either.
But overall, the markets are really headed nowhere. There's just not a lot of positive footing to be found. What would it take to make a change there? Or are we waiting on time to pass and actual harvest to begin?
Yeah, we're in the, I call them the pre-harvest doldrums, where we sit here and it's like watching paint dry in the market. South American harvest pretty well wrapped up for the year, just starting their planting season down there. So not too much activity taking place yet. We haven't seen too much harvest activity here in the United States, just some poking around. This will start to change in the next week or so. When we get back next week, after trade is closed Monday for Labor Day, we tend to see a shift in the market attitude in September, more towards harvest and more towards demand. Once we start to see that tide turn, that'll give us a little bit more strength in this market. What we really need, though, I think, is that September WASDE report giving us more accurate field collected data to see just where these yields are headed.
Carl Setzer, Consus Ag Consulting. His number is 989-506-1587. On the Hat Thursday market review, gains by the end of the session across the board, up 3 cents. September corn, 385.5. Deese contract, 410. That was a gain of 4 cents. 4.25 higher on the March at 427.5. Just above even in the bean market, September, 10.28 1/4, up a penny. A half cent higher November at 10.48, and January unchanged on the day. September wheat, 5.10 1/4, up 8. December, 5.29, up 4.75. The meats wound up mixed with weak live cattle futures. October, 236.92, down 260. And October, lean hogs, 94.27, up 37. I'm Andy Eubank, and that is the Thursday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.